Hello and welcome to The Irishman, the daily podcast where we watch exactly 1 minute of the 3.5 hour 2019 Netflix movie The Irishman and talk about it. I'm Ryan Simmons and today is Monday, April 12th. Okay, let's just get this over with. Here's the deal. I already recorded today's episode once, and then I listened back to it, and the whole thing was ruined because of some issue with the microphone. Always important to monitor your own audio, folks. So not only am I doing this podcast that I don't want to do, I have to do it again. Oh my God, why am I torturing myself like this? Anyway, let's just get to the movie today, huh? Lilith is going to join, I think, tomorrow through the rest of the week, but I'm taking care of today for the two of us. So it's just back to old times, just you and me, faithful listener. All right, we're at an hour and 26, and if I remember correctly from last week, and I know I remember correctly from last week because I recorded all of this already once, we are in the jury scene, basically, for some reason. I still have not totally figured it out. Jimmy Hoffa is on trial, I think, for the truck driving business that, like, Frank was a part of. And it's all labor stuff, I think. But he is trying to fix the jury in whatever this case is. We also saw last week some sort of assassination attempt that seemed to go down sort of almost too well. And so I think it was basically inferred that that was a setup to make Jimmy Hoffa seem more sympathetic, I guess. and so, yeah, that's where we are. I don't want to do this again, but we have to. Why? I don't know. All right, I'm going to go ahead and start The Next Min right now. Okay, so this guy was walking up to a cop. Oh, he's paying off the cop. I think this was because the cop was, like, married to one of the jurors. So I think they were, like, paying him off to get her to change her vote or like... vote. You don't vote in a jury, do you? I guess you vote. Vote against Hoffa. Or for Hoffa. To save him. Sorry, I'm trying to talk and listen to this at the same time. There's this guy with some money problems they're talking about. And then there's this big boy in the back, and he's eating. And the first time I watched this, I thought, you know what? I've been watching enough Sopranos. I think I know what this is all about. And sure enough, yep, there's the bug. He's bugged. His name is Big Eddie, and he's in the bathroom. And now they're swearing someone in. He says, I do. And then right before he sits down and gets revealed, I don't know who that is. But we'll find out tomorrow. Because I can't see his face because it's obstructed. So here's the deal. And I said this when I recorded this the first time. This is the first time you're hearing the bit, but the second time I've done it. If you're doing some sort of crime, and there's a guy in the room who just sort of sits off to the side and doesn't say shit to anybody, from what I have learned, that guy probably is bugged. You should pat him down. You should check out that guy. If you're hanging out with somebody... If you're hanging out in a group and one of those people is not talking, they either have social anxiety or they are recording everything for evidence in a federal trial, a federal investigation of some sort. So, I don't know. Tricky situation. Reach out to those folks. Get a sense. Are you just anxious? Do you not want to be here at this party? Or are you secretly taping us? I guess that would also cause a fair bit of anxiety. But I don't know. I've never had to wear a wire. As far as you know, what am I even talking about? This is why I need Lilith. This is why I need Lilith here. I can't believe at the early days of this podcast, I was doing this by myself. I feel like I'm going crazy. Wouldn't it be nice if I could keep this one under 5 minutes? You know what, folks? I'm going to go ahead and do exactly that. Hopefully, I won't have to do this a third time. And when Lilith gets back and we can do the rest of the week, God, I hope we don't have to do it I hope we only have to do it once. All right. Goodbye, everybody. See you tomorrow.